Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. This is it. Today is the day we've been waiting for, and my Lions, we roll today. Check your inbox if you subscribe to my newsletter. Link in the description of this video. People, today, I'm going to cover the effects of what is about to happen across the spectrum of asset classes. We're talking about real estate, gold, silver, commodities, the stock market, the dollar. This is huge. We're making history here, honestly. What is about to happen is, make no mistake, historic. We have a situation here where the global economy is contracting at its fastest pace on record. On record. Meanwhile, we have a situation here where central banks are in the markets buying it all, currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates, and the ripple effect of this is going to be global. Again, it's not just the Fed. The Fed now is joining with the Swiss National Bank, the European Central Bank, the Canadian Central Bank, and right after today with the Fed coming in here announcing they're about to cut rates. There's a whole bunch of other central banks ready to pounce on this too in an attempt to destroy us all. We're not going to allow that to happen. This channel here is all about opportunity. Now, just real quick, in case you don't know, I'm going to give you a little heads up on something, and I need your help with this. I need your help with this, okay? And I'm counting on you to do it. All right, here we go. So this channel, over the last 28 days, has increased by 30% with regard to people watching our videos, getting our message out there. A big part of this is the algorithms. There's been, especially over the last several days, okay, there's been a lot of negative comments here pointed to me and obviously all of you, my Lions. This is what I'm going to ask you to do because this helps the channel big time. Are you ready? Okay. Scroll through the comments. When you see a negative comment about me, about you, my Lions, respond to it, okay? What we want to do is draw these useful idiots in. We want them to respond, engage them. They have no recourse but to respond to whatever you say. So what they're going to do, and they have no control over themselves, zero self-control, they're going to respond. They're going to go back and forth with you. Use them. Play with them, okay? They're just tools. They're like I said, they're useful idiots. So you and I have an opportunity here to engage these people, you know, use them for what they are, idiots. Let them post. They can't control themselves. This will help the algorithms. It'll help the videos get out there. So again, we can't be beaten. We're freaking invincible. And now what we're going to do, again, is utilize the naysayers, the negatives, to our advantage. You understand? Go through the comments, please. Engage these people, and I promise you, they're going to write back. They cannot help themselves, and this helps the channel grow. Our channel. This is our thing. All right, you understand? Let's do this together. Okay, this is a war we're in right now. Against the markets, against price action distortions, against central banks, and yes, against these useful idiots as well. So we will use them to the best of our ability, and then some. Anyway, with that said, let's move forward here. So we have this situation here where the Fed is going to start cutting rates, and this is going to be not just a one-off, people. This is going to go on and on and on. And you know how this works. The Fed can't just say, hey guys and girls, guess what we're doing? We're going to cut rates. They can't just say it. They have to get into the market and make it happen. It started in June. In June of this year, the Fed began full on, full bore, hardcore quantitative easing, creating new money, cash out of nothing, buying the debt. You've seen what's happening to the yield curve as a whole, the 10-year yield more specifically, the dollar. The dollar is getting decimated, just as you and I said would happen. I mean, come on, it's too easy. And this is a situation around the world. Central banks are destroying us all, people, and we need to take action here. So look, for weeks and weeks now, I've been telling my Lions, hold your fire, hold your fire. Today we roll. No matter what happens here today, there's no guarantee that this is going to be a sell the news moment. You understand that? No guarantee of that. If it is, beautiful and lovely and fantastic, we buy. Even if it doesn't do that, if the market responds positively and it goes up, we're already way long this market. Every one of my lions that's in this market is long. That means we're buying it. We bought every dip that has come along for freaking years, okay? Beautiful. Market goes up, we're still ripping the face off of this thing. If it drops, more opportunity for us. Either way, we win. You understand? Either way, we win. Now, look, I want to talk about the effect of how this is going to bleed off into commodity prices, real estate prices. Cryptocurrency is an entity among itself here. I believe crypto is something you need in your portfolio. You all know that. I've been covering this since time immemorial. Which one? You know, I bought XRP recently, people. I think XRP is massively undervalued. And with regard to Bitcoin, regardless of where it is right now, it's also massively undervalued. All the whole crypto space is massively undervalued. It's so thinly held. You all know that. I've told you this a million times. You make up your own decision here. Now, with regard to real estate, let me shed a little light on this for you here. When a central bank, any central bank, gets in here, let's talk about the Fed more specifically, and starts artificially suppressing rates, how does that affect real estate prices? They go up. They go up. Higher rates, that's what we actually need. We don't need a rate cut, would cause housing prices to fall. The mechanism here of artificially suppressed rates, obviously that means weaker currency, creates distortions across the spectrum of asset classes. Now, with regard to commodities, there's a big thing going around here. I have not said that commodity prices are going to fall. I don't know where people come up with this stuff. I said that they will be more on sale. I never said they were going to fall. You understand? And relative to ballooning debt, ballooning deficits, and everything else that's going around, on a relative basis, the commodity prices are going to be more on sale than they are now. Commodities across the board, the commodity prices are probably going to rise, not go lower here, but weighed against ballooning debt, which is what we're going to see right now. Again, do you think this is going to hyperinflate the debt? What the Fed's doing right now is put on your back. It's a mechanism of destruction. It's a mechanism of destruction. You know this better than anybody else. You want to look at the two prime economic destroyers of all time? Well, people, it's a no-brainer here. It's artificially suppressed rates, and it's a weaker currency. You know this by now. I'm going to say it again. There are two, and only two, fundamental truths when it comes to finance and economics, and that is to have a strong economy. People, you need a strong currency. Does that even sound right to you? Of course it does. Does it sound right to say, to have a strong economy, we need a weak currency? Duh. Anyone who's pushing that narrative has no idea what's going on, and you know what's happening by Kamala and Trump pushing the same narrative. Make it up. You can't do it. Again, they're angled with the Fed. They are puppets of the Fed. And in my opinion, neither one of them has a single human quality at all. They're not human beings, okay? And not only that, they're promising us exactly what the Fed wants and what the Fed's about to do today. Lower rates. Imagine our shock. You mean to tell me that the two presidential creatures, things, vomitous mass pukes, are angling themselves or aligned with our enemy, public enemy number one, that's the Fed? Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing here in an effort to destroy us all. And yes, your hero, Trump, is doing it. Please do comment, those of you that don't believe that, and say something nasty, because we want to engage you. We want you to comment here, and we're going to rip your face off. So it just makes this channel grow even more. We're going to use you like the useful idiots that you are. I love this stuff. You have no idea. It's a game of strategy. And we can't lose. Anyway, look, man, it's too easy to understand. I'm so excited this morning. I really am. Am I sad or bothered by what's happening here? Absolutely, but there's no way to stop it. So that means we need to take action. The economy of the world is being decimated. It's being destroyed by central banks with puppet leaders promising the same things that the Fed wants to achieve. Yes, that does bother me a lot here. And the blind idiots out here We're going to use them all. We're going to use them all to our benefit. Doesn't that sound about right to you? Please, you people out here, comment, spread whatever you want. Do it. It only helps me, and it only helps this channel, and it helps my lions here. This is our message. You want to try to get involved here and try to, I don't know, whatever it might be, make us look bad? Do your best. Take your best shot. And I want you to comment. Please comment. Anyway, look, with regard to price action distortions, we are going to see things, people moving forward, you're not going to believe. So again, just to put this into perspective, artificially suppressed rates is going to inflate real estate prices way worse than they are now, making obviously affordability much worse, despite the promise of lower rates by Trump and Kamala, both of them. Again, I think they're in some back room making passionate love to each other. I really do. That's just my take on it. They're laughing. They're laughing at all of us, you understand? I think they want to push this country into a civil war. Absolutely. You got Trump already floating out his, they're going to steal the election again, whatever it might be. He's being used as well to bring about what they want. And that is, of course, pandemonium in the streets, a reason to take away more of our freedoms and liberties. Trump is being used as a puppet here, willingly or not willingly or unwillingly, to get his base riled up. So when the selection comes up, and if he is not selected, they're going to get more people in the streets here. It could be violence, of course, and that's what they want. That's what they want, and I believe some people are going to fall through those trap doors, unfortunately. A lot of those people are probably going to comment here as well. I should probably say something else to get these people riled up so they'll comment here. But, you know, I'll be nice, and I won't do that because they're going to comment anyway. We'll just use them. I love it, man. So artificially depressed rates, people is the destroyer. Weaker currency destroyer. But we're turning the tables here. Commodity prices relative to debt, ballooning debt, makes them more on sale. Again, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, crude oil, commodities across the board. Period, the end. Price action distortions are going to get so extreme moving forward. Again, what is this leading up to? An eventual debt market meltdown that is going to spin people's heads around like the freaking exorcist. It's the truth. You know, like our Satanist, Elon Musk, who's, let's see, Trump is putting him in a position here to help, you know, somehow with a government waste. Yeah, he's going to be the government waste czar. Mr. Satanist, self-admitted Satanist himself, Elon Musk. Yeah. You see what I'm doing here? I'm pushing those. I want them to comment, please, so badly. It helps us. I couldn't believe the boost that we got here when these things started posting here and with their hate, and they, Greg Mattarino's are this and Greg's Lions are that. We need these people, so engage them. Please go through the comments, engage them. They can't stop. Remember, they can't help themselves. So we are going to utilize that. We're going to weaponize it to make the channel grow. You understand? So use that. And find their weaknesses, and they're weak anyway. So it's too simple. They're already weak. So just prod them a little bit. Make them respond. Make them respond. More comments, better for the channel. Better for the algorithm. So that's what we're going to do. I told you, we can't be beat, man. Greg here, the daddy lion, got this covered, man. But I need all of you to help me out with this, of course. I'm just too excited, honestly. The destruction is going to continue, quite obviously. Look for, again, there's no price discovery here in this market whatsoever. At any level, it's all about easy money. And easy money is the last thing that we need. So surprised that Trump is calling for it? So he wanted negative rates and a weaker dollar during his last tenure? Make it up, man. And Kamala, another one. Both of them, man. They're in the Fed's pocket. Doesn't matter anymore who they select behind a resolute desk. Could be the one. With regard to the financial system, they're bringing it to its knees. They want us on our knees. And I can promise you, we're not getting on our knees for anybody except before God. That's it. God. Period. The end. You understand? I think we're on the same page here. All right, people. Look, so that's kind of where we stand. We're going to cover all this later here. Historic day. 25 basis points, 50, I don't really give a damn either way, because what they're going to do is a series of cuts moving forward, currency devaluation to keep the frog boiling, and we, you and my Lions, today we roll. We rolled today. You all know what I'm doing. I posted this. I intend to add to my JEPQ position today. All right. Win, lose, or draw, meaning if the market drops, I'm buying. If the market goes up, I'm buying. Today, we buy and we enter the arena of combat. You understand? And people, you can't possibly go wrong at any time adding to your positions here in commodities, especially in silver. I'm going to show you it right here. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Here, I'm going to make you all happy. Love this stuff. No one said that was normal. Anyway, so that's it. We got this down, and we are freaking invincible, man. I'm telling you the truth. I'm just saddened to see what's about to happen to the people, but at the same time, this opportunity here, people, it's so big across the board, not just in the stock market that has no bearing on reality. But again, the price action suppression here with regard to commodities, gold, especially silver, the opportunities are unbelievable in my view. And, you know, again, like with regard to real estate, people, wait till you see what's going to happen here. This is a mechanism, again, to create, to inflate the bubbles and inverse bubbles as well. I mean, this it goes both ways as well. The stock market, the most hyper bubble of all time. It's a big, fat, ugly bubble, to use the words of our illustrious Donald Trump here, you know, before he took office. And then all he wanted was a higher stock market after that, because it wasn't a bubble anymore, but he's became president, and he's the savior of the world. I'm trying to rile these people up, man. Doing my best. And again, I'm doing this on purpose. Let's see if they fall through the trap doors. I guarantee you they will. Guarantee you. And that's what I want. I'm trying to do, because what I witnessed over the past several days has been beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Anyway, so real estate prices are going to go absolutely parabolic. The mechanism of artificially suppressed rates and weaker currency opens that doorway for cash to make its way into risk assets, the stock market, of course, fostering the illusion of some kind of economic prosperity, which is, I mean, that's why, you know, Trump was rah, rah, rah during his last every day with the stock market deal, as he massively devalued the currency, pulled more cash into existence, or helped the Fed do it, more so than Obama and Biden combined. That debt bought a lot of illusion, man. And anyway, you see where I'm going with this, don't you? Anyway, people, this guy, he loves you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. And that's it, man. We know what we're doing, and we know why we're doing it. This environment is too easy, and that means we're going to be more diligent, too. We're going to keep our eyes on the Manarino Market Risk Indicator, MMRI. Watch the MMRI status post freaking Fed decision today, Fed announcement. They've already decided MMRI, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. People, have we just about nailed this to the freaking wall? Would you say so? Yeah, I think you would have to agree. So again, for my Lions out here, today we roll. Today we roll. We've been waiting. We've been holding fire. Today we fire. No matter what happens. The market drops, great. The market goes up, perfect. We don't give a damn, right? We're just going to take advantage of it. With commodities, people, relative. Commodity prices relative to debt, ballooning debt, weaker dollar, artificially suppressed rates, you buy. You buy it all. Crypto, you buy it all. Same time. At the same time, again, that's my take on it. You're all entitled to your own take on it. I understand a lot of you hate crypto. That's okay. At least you got to be in silver if you want to pick one asset above all, in my view, in my perspective. And I've explained this to you repeatedly, why I feel silver is the most undervalued asset on the planet Earth. And that's kind of where we stand, man. I got terrible allergies. Terrible. Anyway, besides all that, people, look, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. We know exactly what to do. This is beautiful. This is beautiful for us. You have to understand how beautiful this is. It's too beautiful. Anyway, like I said, people, I'm going to ask you for that favor. Please engage the naysayers. Engage them. They post a response. Say something that will poke them. because they will have no choice but to respond. That's what we want. We want to engage these people. They have no self-control. We will exploit that. You understand? Counting on you. Please do that for me, all right? I'll see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream. And we'll cover this whole thing with the Fed, what's happening, the markets, everything. Commodities, real estate, we'll do it all. I promise you. And whatever else comes along. People, until we meet again, my lions out here, please take care of yourselves and each other.